The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design. I do stuff for you. Go out and check out my site over at djosephdesign.com to see what kind of stuff I can do for you. I give you a special deal, no? The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by GoToMeeting. More details on that later. And the Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by...
Please, sir, I'd like some more spam.com. Feel like you don't get enough spam? Visit please, sir, I'd like some more spam.com. We'll spread your email address to millions of spammers around the globe. Spam will start arriving within minutes. Get special offers on pharmaceutical drugs from Canada and find out how to get a bigger bank account. Please go to please, sir, I'd like some more spam.com now.
How do you spell that? It's time for the Ramen Noodle, episode 54, Civically Naked.
When I started creating Spongebob, and where's the new intro?
Wow.
Bet you didn't expect that one coming, did you?
No, not at all.
Yeah, really, I've got like a lot of people lined up to do the new theme. I just haven't gotten around to it. Kind of married life sort of gets in the way.
People like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he gets in the way. And- oh, no.
What?
Speaking of getting in the way, welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle. I'm your beautiful host, The Ramen Noodle. He's laughing because he's actually seen me in person. He's like, no, dude, you're not beautiful.
I'm laughing for oh so many reasons.
Also known as Daniel J. Lewis. That's my real name, in case you didn't know. I wasn't actually born as the Ramen Noodle. I became the Ramen Noodle. See, some people are born into greatness and some become the Ramen Noodle and have no hopes of achieving greatness.
With great noodleism comes great humor.
You have to say it in the old wise voice.
I don't have to.
And also joining me in studio is the guy who doesn't have to speak, who needs no introduction, so I won't give him one. No, I will.
And I won't speak.
My beautiful, no. My unbeautiful co-host.
I don't know where to object.
Jeremy, anymore. Also known as Fleegon.
Hi. Gosh, those introductions just keep getting worse.
Yeah, I think they get like better.
Well, soon, then...
You'll have your own theme song at some point.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Kind of like... You know, it'll be like, da 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 da, insert name here. Da da.
Are we going to insert my name? We might. Or just leave it that way?
Well, Twit did that for a little while.
Oh.
Yeah.
You Twit?
Mm-hmm. Speaking about Twits, though, I want you to picture something. Imagine, close your eyes, unless you're driving, don't close your eyes. But picture this. You are in a meeting. Okay, sorry to have put you in a meeting. I know, that's like a living, breathing, burning hellfire and brimstone to be in a meeting. But, shush up. But there are ways that you can endure meetings. Because when you're in an in-person meeting, or even worse, if you're trying to do a meeting over the phone, it's a big hassle trying to explain things to people and say, okay, click on this. No, look at this. No, I mean, what I want you to do is this. No, I'm this first chart is about that. It's a huge hassle. It's frustrating. They need to see what you're talking about. I've got good news for you. They can. Just use GoToMeeting.com to hold an online meeting. The amazing things about online meetings is they're easy. They're quick to set up. Everyone just logs into GoToMeeting.com and they see your computer screen on their computer screen. It's incredible. It's like magic. No magic wand needed. So you can show them what you're talking about. GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix, the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. I have used GoToMeeting, and I really mean that. I have used GoToMeeting, and it works great. It's really cool with some of the switching you can do, and it's nice. And I will use it again, too. My listeners, our listeners, can try GoToMeeting free for 45 days. That's more than a month of unlimited online meetings for free. The normal trial will give you only 30 days of meetings, but we can give you 45 days of unlimited meetings. For this special offer, you must visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use promo code podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code podcast for your free 45-day trial. Thank you, Citrix, for your support.
Beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep. I should have used GoToMeeting for that ad.
It would have helped you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Good for you. You're not, it's a good thing I'm not doing this, letting you do the real sponsorships.
No.
You'd just be like, GoToMeeting is our sponsor.
No, I wouldn't.
They paid me to say this.
No, I wouldn't.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, anyway, this last week were the elections. Was the elections? The elections were this last week, at least at the time of this
election
recording.
Election day occurred.
But yes, that's passive phrase though. I want to tell you first about something that happened a couple weeks ago. I forgot to tell this story, I think.
Is this allowed?
Did I think so. Did I tell about going to see Tron?
Did it involve a Large Hadron Collider?
No.
Then no.
Okay. Yeah, that was a different story then with the Large Hadron Collider, my friend. I got the privilege to see 23 minutes of preview clips and scenes for the new movie Tron coming out later this year. And it is really amazing. It will be an incredible movie. And these were 20 minutes of it. And I got to see it because I'm a member of the press, because of our other podcast, Are You Just Watching, over at noodle.mx. And in the showing, I took wife Jenny, to see it with me. I just asked her, do you want to go to this? It could be kind of like part of our date night.
I thought you were nervously asking her out, and I was a little concerned
you. No.
And she said, yes. It was the best 23 minutes of my life.
some people might take that to mean we sat and watched a cool sci-fi and she didn't say a single word for 23 minutes.
Whoa.
That's not the way that I meant it though to be. But we walk into the theater and it's not a packed theater, but there are a lot
it's
of people there.
Not a packed outhouse?
No, because this is 23 minutes. Other people purchased these tickets to come see this, whereas we got it for free because I'm a member of the press. So we walk in and we find some seats and Jenny is looking around and she asks me, are there any other girls here? We saw two other females, no doubt dragged by their boyfriends to come there.
That was an unfortunate time to use the word drag.
What's better than drug, like some people would accidentally say, incorrectly say. They were drugged there. It's like the absolute opposite of what happens for Twilight, where it's all girls and then some of them drag their boyfriends there. This was almost all guys and some of them drag their girlfriends. Or maybe they're like trying to show others, see, I have a real life girlfriend.
Or maybe their wives. Maybe some of them were married. You're not the only one who can be married.
Well, I think I was the only married one that brought his wife.
I see.
Yes. Besides employees, maybe. Okay, so coming back to the elections, though, this last week.
They had a lot to do with Tron, actually.
Yes. Elect Alan won, or Tron. Tron for president. At the voting booth, it was an interesting experience because this is Kentucky, and there are interesting people around here. And in the process of getting in the line, there was this guy in front of me, and he was kind of a strange-looking guy, kind of looked like a hobo from the streets or something like that. Told me down at the food closet that I needed to come vote.
Gosh!
He looked dirty, and he sounded weird.
He sounded dirty.
He was making all these noises like, and... Hold on.
Oh, my gosh.
Got to do something with that.
It's genuine here, folks. Here,
hold this, please.
No. No.
So this guy's making these weird, like, bodily noises. And he's in line right in front of me. And just before he gets up to check in so he can vote, he... like makes this really ugly sounding cough, and being a improperly taught good boy, he coughed into his hands. He covered his mouth with his cough. So it's this.
Need a minute?
It's okay. I swallowed.
Okay.
And he does this, like this loud, ugly cough. And then he signs in. He grabs the pen that was sitting there.
Yeah.
And he signs in with it. I told you this would make you cringe.
It's delightful. And
I'm next in line. And I'm looking at the pen and just thinking, I don't want to sign this. Like,
I'll sign in blood, thank you.
I looked around for another pen, but there wasn't one. And I was thinking,
there was just the one sitting there glistening and dripping with stuff.
Had this green stuff coming off of it.
Had this big thing stuck in the like pocket holder clip.
What?
That pens have.
Oh, yeah. And but thankfully, I did have some hand sanitizer with me, so I
slathered the pen with hand sanitizer.
I slathered my hands after using the pen.
Okay, good.
But there was also this old lady there who was like, "What do I do with this? How do I do this?
Wow,
where do I take this?"
You should all see the shaking hand that goes along with that voice.
It's the arthritis.
Oh my gosh. Respect the elderly, folks.
She sounded just like that. I'm not kidding. And she's this little old lady. Well, when I got to the polling place just beforehand, the husband was letting this lady out of the car. So we pulled the car up to the sidewalk of this building and let her out, and then proceeded to park 10 feet away.
Oh.
Do you know my polling location?
I think
there's
so. Is it
sidewalk
the same one?
And the handicapped parking place is like right in front of the sidewalk.
Oh. Wow.
So he had to, yeah, he was 10 feet away from parking. It's like, oh yeah, the 10 feet really help.
It might. Just wait till you get to be that age.
And remember a couple years ago when there was that real bad problem with teenage Chad pregnancy going around, like with the Florida elections and such? Well, afterward, everybody had these really high-tech voting systems. Even my polling location here in Kentucky had this high-tech voting system.
I think we might have the same polling place. I know where you're
last
going with
year,
this.
This year, it's back to these little cards that you just mark the little lines on it. It's like, wow, we went from high-tech back down to paper.
Yeah. Low-tech. Yeah. Every time I've voted, it's been the big board, and you push the button, and the square lights up, and when you're all done making your selections, you hit the vote button, and this time it was this card, and I had to fill in the rectangle completely with pen. And it was not a small rectangle. It was just like, I'm scribbling.
If there were election debates, they would probably say that instead of like pregnant chads or hanging chads or stuff, it would be stuff like, what would they call it? The half-life chads or
half-life?
The hybrid chads or the mongrel chads.
Mongrel?
The ones that are like only partially filled in. Is that really a vote or was it really not a vote?
The good thing is that we didn't have to punch anything.
Yeah, that's
so true. Chad was not involved in this election. No one named Chad was even allowed to vote.
He still
this
had
time.
A black eye.
Just to be sure, no one pregnant or named Chad was allowed to vote. No, we didn't want any recount this time.
Yeah, because Chad always throws it off. And the pregnant people, too. Because it's like, are they voting for one or are they voting for two?
That's right.
What about what did you observe recently with the elections?
Well, I'm glad that I didn't have to wait in line. In fact, there wasn't anybody there. The woman said that was the longest gap they'd had all day, 5 to 7 minutes. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad I don't have to wait. And then I started realizing more and more just how bad this place smelled. I have no idea why. It smelled horrible. And I was glad that I didn't have to stand in there a long time. The way everything was set up was a little confusing to me. There were certain computerized things around, but we weren't allowed to use them. I'm not sure what they were for. They might have been for the alien election, and if they tell by your ID that you were an alien, you were allowed to go over and use that.
Those were for those people who wanted to vote for the zombie politicians.
That's right. The machine secretly, only zombies can vote for zombie politicians, as it turns out. Mm-hmm. And the machines had a way of, shall we say, collecting zombies, too? Mm. We don't want
or making them, maybe, too.
Maybe.
You'd always have to replace the poll workers, though, afterward, because it'd be like, oh, they got eaten by the zombie again. Let's get some new poll workers here real quick.
Yeah, and you know what happened to me, too?
What?
They had no I voted stickers. I had to go around civically naked the rest of the day. I had done my civic duty.
I did not want to hear that come from your mouth.
Where did you want it to come from? I had done my civic duty and I had nothing to show that I had done it. I just felt like I should have a sticker, people I voted to. And plus, I do that daily photo project still. Mm. Photos365.tumblr.com.
And you took a picture of yourself civically naked?
No. The sticker was going to be the photo of the day. I knew that before I voted, and I didn't get a sticker.
Ooh.
So, did you get one?
Yeah, I got one. You want my sticker?
I do. No, it's too late now.
Oh. I got the I voted badge on Foursquare also by checking into the fake location.
Oh, that's right.
Foursquare is too easy to abuse.
I didn't get any of the online I voted badges either, so it's kind of sad, really.
Too freaking bad. No, seriously, too freaking bad.
But that's the end of my voting story. It was rather quick. I even forgot to check in on Foursquare at my polling place.
I don't use Foursquare anymore.
You don't?
No.
Why?
Except when I check in at the fake
I don't use Foursquare place. Except when I check in places that I go.
Well, I mean, it's no longer on my phone.
Oh.
Because it's just like, bleh, why bother?
One of those phases.
Yeah.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. But you know what it's time for?
No way.
No, it's not time for that.
Oh.
It's time for, I'm trying to decide which one did I want to do next. Let's do this one.
Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring, hello. Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
This is our voicemail, email, and messages and other stuff that you say that we want to share with everyone and share with you again. And by the way, hey, I forgot to mention, we've got a live chat room going, and we do this every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now we're in Standard Time because daylight saving time is over.
I hope that we just abolish daylight saving time.
Oh, yeah.
And let's just stay on Standard Time forever now.
Yes. Forever and ever. So we are at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Monday nights at theramanoodle.com/live, or actually noodle.mx/live. They go to the same place. So check us out every Monday night. Make it part of your schedule. And also the Audacity to Podcast is at 8:30 p.m. on Monday nights in Eastern Time. And then chat room, we've got wife Jenny. Oh, we've got Kylie Mack in there. She's coming in from France. We've got Fleegoon.
Okay.
And Panhead. And there's a real stud in there. And oh, someone that's anonymous right now, I guess, because the stud. But.
And they're Amen Oodle.
Amen.
The Amen Oodle.
But someone has called in some feedback. A black man called in some feedback. Zach Man called in this feedback to share with me and wife Jenny, actually. He shares some marital advice.
Aww. Hey, this is Zach Man with some advice for Jenny Noodle. And you should get Daniel to remember your anniversary. You just wait for a couple months till he's not suspecting anything, and you ask him when your anniversary is, and if he's the typical male, he won't remember. And then you smack him on the arm really hard and say the date. At least that worked for me.
So then every time you hear your anniversary, you suddenly remember pain. That's probably a good idea.
He used to be a white man. Now he's a black man because of all the slaps on the arm he got. No, the joke, by the way, we're not racist, is Google Voice translates Zach Man as black man.
As I look at him with a look of horror on my face. Oh, Google Voice, you're so... Yeah. Offensive.
Yeah. So if you want to call in and be translated offensively by Google Voice or just share whatever with us, you can call in to 859-353-4332 or email us at feedback@noodle.mx or leave a comment on the show notes, which will be at theramanoodle.com/54. And then we can include that on the show. And it's a way that you can be a part of this show, too.
And now it's time for the Weekly Noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
Actually, this week's Weekly Noodleism.
That's redundant!
You did that on purpose.
I did.
I almost said it with them.
This one comes from you again.
It does.
Share it with us, Senor Jeremy.
This week's noodleism is text message.
Oh boy, why is this week's noodleism text message?
Well, we all know what a text message actually is.
Mm-hmm.
Most of us. I mean, you send it on your phone, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm. Did you forget?
A little bit. I wrote this down like 3 weeks ago.
Do we need to change what this week's Weekly Noodleism is?
No. Okay. We'll figure this one out. There must have been something funny when I wrote it down.
Or you were under the influence.
Do you have any ideas?
No. I don't know why you wrote it there.
Oh. Do you have a sound effect for like a belly flop? Or what sound does a fail whale make?
It makes this sound.
When you think about it, though, a text message aren't most messages that aren't spoken text? Whether you write it down, or you type it and print it, or you email, those are all text messages.
True.
So I think that when you hear text message, you should just be very general in your thinking about it. When someone says they sent you a text message or they're going to send you a text message, say, okay, what kind? Will you be writing that down? Are you going to send it by snail mail?
On stone tablets?
On stone tablets? Those are technically text messages.
Are you going to grow a beard and write it on stone tablets and bring it to me at an altar of my choosing?
An altar? Whoa, I think you're mixing up your symbolisms there.
And will you be played by Charlton Heston?
Yes, most definitely.
So. Well, you know what? Also, I think it could be, you know, a common word that can be accidentally spelled instead of message?
Massage.
Yes, massage. So I think if you see or hear text message, that instead you should think text massage. And it's where you have to kind of massage the words a little bit for them to make sense.
Editors are text masseuses. The dictionary definition of the word text is a book or other written or printed work regarded in terms of its content rather than its physical form.
I've gotten some text messages that are like that. I can't send them, unfortunately. I'm limited to 160 characters when I send, but I can receive long text messages.
So if someone says, did you get my text message? Just say, I didn't even know you had a book published.
I don't know, but can you just massage the words into my brain a little bit?
That's creepy. You should definitely say that one too. Please massage my brain.
Your message will sound a whole lot better with a nice warm massage.
Warm.
So just text massage that to me. Well, that's why the phones vibrate, you know, when they receive a text. So you can use it as a massage.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done that? Like texted yourself or set the alarm to go off and then kind of use the phone's vibrators? Am I the only one that's done this?
I don't think that it would be strong enough.
Oh. Well, that would be a text massage.
That would. Just keep texting me. I'm massaging my neck with my phone.
Oh, your words are great on my neck. Oh, yeah, got some stress and knots in there. And oh, your words just massage it out.
I don't even care what you're saying.
Just keep saying it.
Oh, crap. I don't have an unlimited texting plan.
That's the most expensive massage I've ever received.
Yeah, mobile phone carriers are actually more expensive than professional masseuses, as it turns out.
Yeah. And then you need the really angry text massages in order to get it like well enough alone.
So there, a plethora of distortions on text message.
Or a text massage.
That's a distortion.
You could get a PhD in text masseusism.
No, you couldn't.
Oh, you can't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, bummer. Well, you know what else, though?
You can't get
a PhD in?
What?
If you had the extra time. Which, speaking of time, we gained some more time just this last week in America.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
Actually, it was more like a time debt repaid.
A time debt repaid. True. Yeah, it borrowed an hour and paid back an hour. In America, this last weekend, November 7, was the end of daylight saving time. Mm-hmm. But internationally, it was the weekend before.
At least some places.
So we had asked people to tell us what they did or were planning to do with that extra hour.
And they did.
And so I got some responses. First of all, from our friend Upchuck, he wrote in to say that he woke up panicking that he was an half hour late and wondering why his alarm clock didn't go off. Then he remembered and went back to sleep. And he heard crickets. He realized it was an evil plot from his alarm clock that was going to overtake the world 1 hour at a time.
I don't think alarm clocks have world domination ambition.
I think they do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You want to know what Jenny and I did with the extra hour?
I don't know. Do I?
We made donuts. No.
Wow.
Don't get a divorce. Get a donut.
Link in the show notes.
Yes, that link will definitely be in the show notes. But no, we watched Harry Potter. Like all of the Harry Potters, all the way from the first one to Half-Blood Prince in 1 hour. It was like magic.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
But it's something only married couples can do.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty elitist. Married pig.
Married pig. Oink, oink.
I don't know. It just sounded mean because I'm, you know, not married and you were being a married elitist.
Can you watch all of the Harry Potters in 1 hour? No. Why
no, neither
not?
Can you.
Because you're single.
Oh my gosh. It's persecution of the single people from the person who was recently single himself.
Up until recently was single. Not was recently single.
For a period of time, he was single. Okay, you're right. Yeah.
So, up ladies, Jeremy is available, by the way.
Oh, you're
I'll give you his phone number.
Please make sure said ladies are not actually creepy axe murderers when you give them my phone number. In fact, don't give them my phone number. Give them my Twitter ID.
Oh, so they can send you a text message.
Over Twitter.
What else do you think people could have done or did you do with the extra hour?
Huh?
Huh? You weren't ready.
Had planned to sleep because clearly the hour was stolen from us earlier in the year. And so we lost sleep. So I was going to do that sleeping during the extra hour. Instead, I watched the clocks that change automatically on the computer and the phone. I watched them change. We went from 1:59 to 1. And
back again.
And then when I saw that it was only 1 a.m., I said, hey, I've got an extra hour. I can spend a few minutes playing the Train Yard puzzle game on my iPhone. And that turned into the better part of that extra hour. And so that's what I did.
That's like staying up to watch the blue moon. Have you ever done that?
Once in a blue moon.
Well, I and my sister once did. We stayed up really late to watch the blue moon because we wanted to see the moon turn blue.
Nice.
But it really wasn't that it turned blue. It's just that it happens a full moon twice a month or something like that.
Twice a month?
Yeah.
I don't think it happens that often.
What? Wait. I can't remember. But there's something, you know, about blue moon that is very rare. DJ Collier from Twitter said that he fell from a toilet, hit his head, and designed the flux capacitor all during that hour.
He was way more productive than I was. Although Train Yard really does boost your brain power.
Yeah, but did you build a flux capacitor?
Not yet, but I could. I mean, anytime I want to.
Well, it doesn't stop there.
Out he of said, Nerf guns.
Out of... Yeah. after that, he said within the last 5 minutes, he made a grilled cheese sandwich that looked like Boba Fett. Huh. He's going to sell it on eBay and make millions. But he has to wait until the next time daylight saving time comes in. Or goes out, rather.
Fascinating.
Yes.
Do you know that's the only hour of the year when if you were talking about a TV program being on, you would say it starts at 1 Central?
No way. I hate how they do that on TV. 8-7 Central. Yeah, that's I just don't like live TV at all. In the chat room, one guy says that he slept during his extra hour. Oh, come on. That's so normal. That's it so freaked normal. Him out when he woke up groggy and watched.
And his watch had
a different time from his phone. He thought he slept in through his alarm. That's me imitating the sound of the little smiley face he put in there.
Oh, it's called sticking your tongue out.
Ooh, Panhead in the chat room says he played Ninja in his extra.
Panhead.
Oh, with his extra. Whoa, he played Ninja with his extra. He played with his hour. He was the Ninja. Ninja versus the extra hour. The Ninja Hour.
I don't think it's called the Ninja Hour.
Well, whatever.
It could be called the Ninja Hour if you want it to be. Not really, just in your head.
Well, you know what else you could do with the extra hour?
Build 2 flux capacitors?
If you're very industrious.
That's right.
Maybe. The other thing that you could do is rearrange all of your iTunes music by album instead of artist.
It does that for you if you want it to.
Crap! I spent a whole hour on that. Carefully dragging all of the artists around. Kind of like a Nintendo Wii where you can pick them up by their little heads and their legs dangle and then you put them in their locations.
I thought I heard the screams of musical voices as they were being dragged around.
Well, also within that hour, you could try a new kind of fruit.
You could.
Like I've got this certain kind of fruit that I have no idea what this thing is.
It's a blowfish.
It looks like a blowfish. It's yellow. It has these little horns or little spikes that come out of it all over the place. It's kind of striped slightly and spotted slightly.
Spotted.
And it's, it's a Kuano.
Oh, wait, I just found its name. It's right on it.
But I don't know what this thing tastes like. We haven't opened into it yet. I think it was born during that extra hour of time.
It's called what now?
Kuano.
Do you think that it could be koala guano?
Koala guano?
Mm-hmm.
Koala bat done?
Whatever. Well, no, because
it's PLU 4302 for all of those following along at home.
Kuana is to koalas what guano is to... Whoa,
is this a test?
Yo, bat. Never mind.
Yo, bat?
Quiet, you bat.
So I'm waiting for this thing to hatch because I'm really curious what kind of fruit will come out of it when it hatches and what it will taste like.
If that thing hatches, I'm never coming back.
It would hatch some kind of alien. You know what? It looks like an alien egg.
It kind of does.
Yeah. What else could people have done with the extra hour?
Thrown eggs at their neighbors.
It's only once a year.
No, really. This isn't mean. I'm celebrating and I'm bringing you into it.
Just tell them you're from a different country and that's the way you celebrate in that country. Kind of like apparently in San Francisco, they celebrate the Giants winning by having a riot.
That's funny. They celebrate losing the same way.
That's California for you. The land of fruits, nuts, and flakes.
Oh, that's a
cereal
riot.
State.
Cereal state.
Yeah, although I grew up there, so it's okay for me to make jokes about there.
I was born there.
No way. What happened? No, don't tell us.
I also don't really endorse the throwing of eggs almost ever at anyone or anything. Almost.
It's like egging someone on. You're egging on the new hour or the extra hour.
If you get the urge to throw an egg at someone, please ask us first. You can get in touch with us by writing to feedback@noodle.mx or calling the listener line at...
I don't remember it. 859-353-4332. You know what else people could do with the extra hour?
What?
They could watch Groundhog Day over and over and over again during that extra hour.
Yes, they could. So that because one, can single people watch that one multiple times in less time than it takes?
Yes. Okay, single good. Single people can watch that.
Good.
Also, within the extra hour, you could play 52 card pickup twice.
Twice?
Well, I play it once when you can play it twice.
Why
in
not?
The same hour.
You could shout, it's 1 a.m.
twice.
It would be true both times.
Whoa. Whoa. You could also try and dehydrate water or dilute your water supply to have more water.
I dilute my water a lot.
Yeah. You could shave some peaches.
Okay.
You could have an online meeting in that. No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wait. I already did the sponsor.
I'd knock you back to the beginning of this episode for that.
All over again. You could record a podcast in the extra hour.
You could listen to this episode twice.
We don't recommend it, but you could.
That'd have to be next year, though, because it already happened.
Yeah. Yeah. Next year. During the hour that you're going to miss next year, don't listen to someone else's podcast. You know, skip that episode.
You know, it's so unoriginal to just repeat 1 a.m. like the previous hour. Why don't we repeat an hour from like 1974? If we're going to have an extra hour, let's get creative. Let's pick a really good hour to repeat.
It's like an hour that went into the Bermuda Triangle and came out again in daylight saving time. When daylight saving time ends, dies.
Goes missing.
The vanished hour returns.
Yeesh. And it laughs. The hour can now laugh.
Yes.
Maybe it's not even the previous hour that repeats.
You know what else you can do?
What?
You can catch up on comics that you haven't read in
you
a while.
You put ketchup on comics? I knew you put it on a lot of other things, or like eggs sup. And, you know, eggplant.
It has to be fancy or spinach. Non-fancy ketchup.
Oh.
Yeah, you have to find non-fancy ketchup or catsup.
Do you then eat said comics?
No, because it's got the non-fancy. I only eat fancy comics with fancy ketchup.
Oh, so you have to put non-fancy ketchup on the comics, but then you can't eat it because you only eat fancy ketchup.
Mm-hmm. You know what else you could do?
Put non-fancy ketchup on other things you don't want to eat?
You could rotate all of the light bulbs in your house. It's kind of like tires that when you rotate them around like that, then they get
and after a few years, usage. The light bulb will turn off. And after a few more years, it'll just fall out. But well, I suppose you meant take it from one socket to another.
Yeah, well, true. That's what I meant. But then that'll prevent your house from tipping because of all. It'll be too light on one side.
Too light. Oh!
Yeah, that was a long setup for that one. Boo. Yeah. You could watch Twitter user streams for an hour and have your brain explode, kind of like could have happened to Chuck, but
need
didn't
no
happen
explode.
To Chuck. Yeah. What else could people have done with the extra hour or should do next year?
Think of more things for this segment.
You could sponsor us for an hour. Maybe we'll podcast live for an hour.
I thought that maybe we should have done that, but I thought of it too late.
Oh.
They could let cats out of the bag and puppies.
Ooh,
if there are puppies in bags.
We're looking for a puppy.
You are?
Yeah. We've checked all the rivers around here and haven't found any puppies thrown in bags.
In good.
Rivers.
That's creepy.
Uh, yeah, that's all that I had.
That's all I had too. But maybe, no promises. Maybe next year that hour can be spent listening to a late night episode of the Ramen Noodle Live.
Maybe. Instead of like how some people do this thing in December or Thanksgiving where they podcast all day and it's like a podcast marathon, mm-hmm. we'll have a 1 hour podcast marathon where we could record like an hour of podcast and then record it again, but try and say everything exactly the same as we said it before.
It'll be the echo hour. Because honestly, if we say that we're doing live podcast at 1 a.m., we have to do it twice.
True. And then what we could do is take both recordings and play them together at the same time and see what happens.
I think I can predict what would happen.
There would be a third voice.
There would?
Or a fifth voice.
There would.
There would be an additional voice.
There would be a cacophony.
Yes. It'd be like, didn't we throw three podcasters in the fire? I see four. And they don't even smell of smoke.
No, that's not what would happen.
Oh, okay.
You're elevating your comedy podcast a little bit there.
I didn't say we were the fourth one in the fire.
That's right.
Although you probably want to make me the fourth one in the fire every now and then.
Well, just, I don't care which number.
You just want to throw me in the fire. Well, speaking of being thrown in the fire...
I'm Sergeant Packard. Welcome to Bachelor Boot Camp. Welcome back to another day of training, cadets and sissy wagons alike. I want to talk to you this time about something important that I see a lot of teenagers doing around here. I'm talking about nothing other than text massaging. Oh, wait, what's that? A text messaging. Sorry, someone was speaking to me in leet speak here on this phone. Hold on. That word, L. Oh, L. Okay, now I'm back. I want to talk to you about the distraction that can be text messaging. First of all, what are you doing typing messages to the person sitting right next to you? In my day, if we wanted to do that, it was usually with a pretty lady in school, and we wouldn't be typing messages, no. We'd be tying her hair in knots, or dipping her hair in ink, or constructive things like that. Yeah, that's how I got my first wife. Oh, you don't know? Well, that's a story for another day, because we're talking... about text messaging. When you text message, make sure it's a good one, because otherwise you're just wasting someone's time and wasting data and whatever. It's important for you to remember, if it can be said in a text message, then maybe it's best not said at all.
Oh, sorry, I was just texting you.
Did you really just text me?
Yes, put your phone on your neck, quick.
I missed it already. I got a nice hip vibration there.
Please don't imply that I'm text massaging your hip.
Oh, for 160 characters, we were joined at the hip.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh, if you guys want to send us your funniest stories.
Oh, chat room, you slay me. I'm not saying that.
Yeah, we'll leave that. You should join us in the chat room live every Monday night so you can see the shenanigans that go on in there and try and spell the word shenanigans in the first time. Join us Monday nights live at noodle.mx/live. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or join the Audacity to Podcast live on Monday nights at 8:30 p.m. and learn about podcasting and Audacity. Please nominate us for the podcast awards that are going on right now. Now, here's how this works. I've already shared a short little update with you guys, but in a separate miniature announcement thing on the blog. Go to noodle.mx/podcast awards. There, I explain the rules a little bit more and explain how you can nominate all of our shows. But please keep in mind, you can only nominate once. Later, when the voting is open, then you can vote for us multiple times, like once every day during the voting period. But for now, we really need those nominations. Nominate The Ramen Noodle for comedy. Nominate Are You Just Watching for movies and film. And nominate The Audacity to Podcast for technology. And then that way, hopefully, we can get nominated. And it'd be awesome if we could win an award. Wouldn't that be awesome, Jeremy?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I thought that would be awesome.
I want an award.
Yeah, we want a big trophy to put here. Also, you can follow us on Twitter.com. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm The Ramen Noodle on Twitter.
I'm Phlegon on Twitter, Phlegon.
And if you want to call in and leave your own feedback on anything or ideas or funny stories or whatever, ramen noodle experiences as we call them, then you can call in to 859-353-4332 or email feedback@noodle.mx. The show notes for this episode will be at theramennoodle.com/54. Jeremy, any closing thoughts?
Nope.
Good. I love it when you don't have thoughts sometimes. So next time life makes you feel like an amateur, remember, keep laughing because you're not the only one. By the way, everyone, I forgot to mention during the episode, we are giving away some Tron posters. These are limited edition collector's items, Tron posters. They are really cool. They're for Tron Legacy, not the original Tron, but this new one coming out. It'll be awesome. Here's how you enter. It's very simple. Subscribe to our newsletter at noodle.mx, and that's all you have to do. You'll instantly be entered in the contest for the posters, and I promise I will not spam you. I, at the most, will email once a week, but it's right now it's more like bi-weekly. But I promise I will not spam you. So just go to noodle.mx and either the email icon on the right side or down at the bottom in the footer are the fields where you can subscribe to the newsletter. And like I said, you don't have to do anything beyond that. Just subscribe and you'll be entered in the contest for the poster. And then if you're the winner, I'll email you personally and get your address and ship that poster off to you. So check it out, noodle.mx for a Tron Legacy poster.